This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 113 for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is narrowly mixed Friday morning, seeing some consolidation ahead of the weekend, right below the multi-year highs hit earlier this week. Canola, it's trading within a dollar of unchanged, November down 30 cents at $545.30 per ton. And the more active January contract, it's up 20 cents at $547.10 per ton. A softer tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil this morning did account for some spillover selling pressure. Early strength in the Canadian dollar was also a bit bearish, although the currency is turning below unchanged now. Visible canola supplies in the commercial pipeline remain large at 1.75 million tons, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. However, farmer deliveries are showing signs of slowing down, with harvest activity wrapped up across the prairies. Solid demand from exporters and domestic crushers provided underlying support. The overall technical uptrend also remains intact, despite the modest pre-weekend profit-taking. In the U.S., soybeans are a bit lower, while corn and wheat are posting gains. January soybean contract down 2 cents at $10.70 per bushel. Soybeans hit their highest levels in 4 years yesterday and were due for some consolidation from a chart standpoint. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain in dry areas of Brazil also weighed on prices. However, export demand does remain solid, and that's keeping soybeans underpinned. Corn, it's up to start the day, December 3 cents higher at $4.19 per bushel. Solid export demand and spillover from larger gains in wheat provided support. Possible harvest delays for the last of the U.S. crop due to wet weather in parts of the Midwest also kept the bias pointing higher. Wheat, it's up as well. The biggest gains in the winter wheats, Chicago up 11.5 cents in December at $6.34 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 11 cents at $5.71 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the upside up 4.5 cents in December at $5.79 per bushel. Drought concerns in a number of major wheat-growing regions of the world, including the U.S. Plains and Russia, remain supportive. Recent cuts to Argentina's expected wheat crop also underpinned the futures. However, improving moisture conditions for wheat in Australia did temper the upside to some extent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.